Greg Fallon, a 45-year-old inmate at Stillwater Prison, has been smoking cigarettes since he was a kid. He quit once and remembers the awful first few weeks. Fallon's back to smoking 3 packs a day and not looking forward to August 1st when Minnesota prisons go smoke-free.
First, your nerves start going, hands start shaking, headaches. You get stretched wire thin. You want to stay as far away from everybody, and any little thing will set you off.
When he quit before, Fallon was a free man. Long drives in the car and lots of distractions helped him get through. This time, he's in a 7-by-9-foot cell, surrounded by 1,300 other inmates.
You've got people that are sitting here day after day after day, will never get out. State of Minnesota has no conception. They sugarcoat it, but they have no conception whatsoever the level of frustration that is building and will continue to build. You magnify that by taking away anything that would help pacify, and you're sitting on a power cat.
Almost three-quarters of Minnesota's 5,000 inmates smoke. The ban is also going to affect prison employees who will not be able to smoke or have tobacco in their possession on prison grounds. Stillwater Warden David Crist acknowledges the next few weeks are going to be challenging.
It's going to be necessary for staff and inmates alike to count to 10 a little bit more often, to be a little bit more thoughtful in response to provocation. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid, which are things that tend to make people crabby anyway, and then there'll be the added irritability that goes along with withdrawing from tobacco. So there may be some difficult times.
$17 million was spent on inmate health care in Minnesota last year. That's 10% of the total budget for corrections, according to the department's health care administrator, Dana Baumgartner.
I think the policy is appropriate and could result in some significant savings of taxpayers' dollars.
Baumgartner points out the most common smoking-related ailments are emphysema and heart disease, but adds that smoking exacerbates almost any medical condition. Senator Dave Kleiss of St. Cloud, who authored the legislation banning tobacco, says it's a reasonable restriction.
We pay the 100% of the health care costs, and we pay per diem rates of over $80 a day, and that's not including the health care. You put in the health care costs, it's well over $100 a day per inmate, so those costs are, and they're climbing.
Prisoners in Minnesota have had plenty of time to get used to the no smoking idea. The new law passed a year and a half ago. Proponents hope the long lead time would encourage inmates to gradually kick the habit. It hasn't happened. Just 20 of Stillwater's 1,300 inmates have opted for nicotine patches to help them quit. Inmate John Chambers says he can't afford it.
They're selling these nicotine patches to us at our own expense. That's $80 for the 1 month supply. If you're making 40 cents an hour at your job, how are you going to pay it? I don't want to quit. I don't have that desire. July 31st, I'll be smoking, right up to the bitter end.
Stillwater health officials say they're disappointed more inmates haven't taken advantage of the patches or the free stop smoking workbooks and videos. However, they expect business to pick up after August 1st. In mid-July, cigarettes remain by far the most popular purchase in the prison canteen. Down in the basement of the Stillwater prison, inmates wait impatiently for their orders to be filled during their weekly canteen shopping trip. The store offers some 400 products, including a variety of groceries, toiletries, magazines, and cards. But tobacco products dominate the sales, accounting for a quarter of the canteen business. At Stillwater, Minnesota's largest prison, 25,000 cartons of cigarettes were sold to inmates last year. System-wide, Minnesota prisoners spend almost $1.3 million annually on cigarettes. Some of those cigarettes are purchased by inmates who don't smoke, but use them for bartering purposes. When tobacco becomes contraband on August 1st, Assistant Corrections Commissioner Eric Scon says something else will be used.
Well, human beings are very resourceful people, and if you eliminate one form of cash, so to speak, they will develop another form. It might be that more candy bars or more soda pops are sold.
Stillwater inmates have filed a lawsuit in federal district court calling the tobacco ban unconstitutional. They claim it's additional punishment and constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. The state attorney general's office has filed a motion to dismiss the inmates' lawsuit. But pending court action, the tobacco ban will take place as scheduled. Texas, Utah, Connecticut, Oregon, and Idaho already have smoke-free prisons. Georgia tried going smoke-free in 1995, but corrections officials there say it became a major management problem, with frequent fights and a thriving black market where cigarettes were going for $20 a pack. After 5 months in Georgia, the tobacco ban was lifted. In Minnesota, corrections officials point out all but a handful of county jails are already smoke-free. State Senator Dave Kleiss says it's logical to extend the ban to state prisons.
I don't think prison is supposed to be a place where there should be a lot of pleasures and comforts. You pay your debt to society. You certainly have the choice not to commit a crime in the first place. It shouldn't be a place to go that you want to go to. And certainly shouldn't be a place that you want to ever return after you're released.
On August 1st, Minnesota and Indiana will be the 6th and 7th states to ban tobacco in their prisons. Michigan is scheduled to go smoke-free next year. I'm Rachel Reby for Main Street Radio.